Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching, here are our players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Chambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Chambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Bryn. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequel Mershi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, so now we are going to pick up where we left off last time with Droki exclaiming, do you guys know about the Pudding King? And Fluffle said, the Pudding King?
The fuck's the Pudding King?
I'm fairly certain you remember. Your friend and Blending Stone.
I had a lot of friends at Blending Stone. They loved me there.
Well, they love you there more now.
Look, that's good.
As much as I would love to help you, Flaffle, it's kind of hell right now around here. It's literally insane. What do you need?
Okay, so. More than anything, there's something called a multi-tool, okay? I've heard tale of this item, and I'd love to get my hands on it. Imagine a tool of sorts that could do all things, like thieves' tools and a carpenter's tool. It's kind of all built into one. Would you be able to get me one? You're a connected guy.
Make a persuasion check.
All sorts of wonderful connections.
Yeah, make a persuasion check.
Man, we're off to a great start. That's an 11.
I would say he just kind of sighs and...
I know one is. I will see what I can do.
Beautiful. Now, other things that I need... is more along the lines of information.
Okay. I can help better with that.
So, the Wyrm Tunnels under the city.
Wait,
I believe...
No. I'm going to stop you
Yes.
Listen. Mm-hmm. You can't go down there.
Why?
I can't go down there.
Why?
You see these crazy people that are over...
And kind of like starts pointing over towards the other side of the map. Like the cavern.
They're a little, crazy, and are doing some kind of ritual down there. And then there's some stinky tunnel.
Stinky
that's
tunnel?
Like boarded up. Yeah, it's weird, but like...
Boarded
like,
up?
Yeah.
Does the stink cause anything for people that breathe it in?
I mean... If you know what a dead body smells like, that's probably what it is.
Is it sulfur?
No, it's rot.
If you were to strike, you know, a tinderbox, would it all go up in flame?
No.
Okay. Well, next question then.
It's a smell.
The only people in the tunnels right now are stinky smells and. Cultist.
And a lot of gas.
What kind of gas?
It kind of just points up.
The face
rust. Face rust. Interesting. Very interesting. I am quite learned in this dust.
I'm concerned that you know about it. Considering
worry not, my friend. Worry not.
Okay, no, but I am because you're friends with Gator. And if Gator is as crazy as he is, and you trained under him, then
I am concerned. I am the most sane being in the entire Underdark. I'm the only one that sees things how they really are. And I'm going to save all of you. Starting here in Gracklestug.
Oh, okay.
How many ventilation systems are there in the tunnels? Is there an easy way for gas to, you know, seep out? Or is it pretty condensed in there?
No, it's just two. It's the entrance and the exit on each side of the cliff district.
So if we were to seal off one, that means that there's no way for most things to escape, right?
I mean, unless they have a secret tunnel, I don't know.
How? If, hypothetically here, Droki, hypothetically, the Wyrm tunnels were to be sealed off indefinitely, how would you feel about that?
Well, I would not know. That's how our operation worked. You know this.
I know, but you know, I mean, you're not operating right now, are you?
Well, it's bad enough I gotta fight the Shadow Hand, too.
Shadow Hand?
Have you been to Mantle Dares lately?
No, I've been locked up in well.
Okay.
Well, there was the whole Men's Berenzin deal.
And it kind of looks back over at Khazad and
that didn't go well. Oh no, we're upstairs in a separate room. I'm not saying any of this.
Oh, that's right. Yep. My apologies. That's right.
And you know, from there I got locked up in one of their prisons. We, you know, had a very successful escape and left the entire place in ruin.
Droki sighs, pats your shoulder, and says,
I really wish I could help more.
You've helped plenty.
But I can't really do much right now.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine, Droki. I never expected you to do a whole lot physically. You are much better at information gathering than anyone I know. And you, sir, have done a great service to not only me, but this city and the Underdark as a whole today. Now, tell me more about these crazy people that have done something with our favorite fat dragon.
What, the keepers? Yeah, I don't know what they did with them. Otherwise, I would tell you. I would go get him myself.
And what about the king of the Durgar? I hear he is also MIA?
Yeah, there's something... I don't know. I heard there were whispers of, like, something being in there. And, like, keeping him in there.
Or vacuum going on right now,
Yeah, the keepers have it.
So if we were to take it from keepers...
I don't like where this is going, and I don't want any part of this.
I'm sure you know someone around here that we could, you know, us, our operation down here... I'm a little, you know, I'm like a subcontractor in all this, but you, sir, you're on front row seats with this. Could it be possible that you know someone that we could put in charge as kind of like a bit of a puppet? Someone malleable, someone easy to work with and easy to persuade to run things a certain way.
I know those people.
Uh-huh.
Those are who are in charge right now.
Oh, yeah, but when they're gone.
There isn't, Flavel. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Droki,
like, the captain is probably too damn long.
And how many times have you ever seen me accept defeat?
Ever.
Exactly, Droki. Have faith in the process. Find me that multi-tool. I have realized an error that I have made, and I need to go rectify it. So, okay. Well, you know how simple way, all mysterious-like, you're good at that, my friend. We will reconvene after you've sold all the things I've given you, and you return with my multi-tool. Oh. Hold up. He reaches inside of his pack and pulls out a scrap piece of paper, and I need what's on this list. It's very simple material. There's some zerk wood, some glass. Doesn't have to be like glass. Could be any kind of glass. I can melt it back down and make it into what I need it to be. And some ingots.
Okay. I'll be right on that.
I believe in you, but I believe in you. You have never failed me.
Okay.
And I will never fail you. And when they sing songs of us one day, I'll be sure it's your name they sing the loudest.
Okay, Flaffle. I don't want anybody talking about me. That's why I keep telling you not to tell people about me.
And that's why I keep telling everybody your name is Alexander.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go to bed now. I will work on this. How long are you in town for?
Well, considering that the last time that I tried to make my way through town by myself, I was immediately captured, or attempted to be captured, until I can sort things out.
Be careful.
Give it a week. Top.
Okay. Just make sure you get to me before you leave.
Okay. And just make sure you forgive me if anything happens to your tunnel.
That's why we have Susie.
Who is Susie?
Turn around and walk out the door.
I need to meet Susie.
And with that, I believe that was from the end of last session to this one. That was everyone. So is there anything that y'all would like to do in the moments before bed? Warden.
I'm going to meditate on that pebble.
You're going to meditate on the pebble?
Yeah.
Okay. So explain to me how you go about doing this.
Well, Warden, she kind of stands at the back of the infirmary where she stayed, and starts to go into her version of Sentry's Rest. And I am going to pop a Divine Sense on the pebble. Well, just in general, because it's 60 feet.
Okay.
And then she starts to, she's holding it in one of her hands, and she's focusing on it, trying to get some sort of sense of, is this just a normal pebble? Is the guy who gave it to me fucking insane? Or, well, he's dead now, so, but it, that was a really weird moment, and she's a little freaked out by it.
Okay.
As much as a robot can be freaked out.
You begin to focus your energy into this. And first things first, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw. As you focus on this rock, you start to see two black eyes and a large black smile appear on the rock.
That wisdom save was a 16.
Okay, that saves.
Okay.
You then hear,
hello. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
I'm Warden. Who are you?
I am Mr. Fizzy. The spirit of the rock. How may I be of assistance, my metallic friend?
What are you?
I could ask the same to you, ma'am.
And warden.
Interesting.
You get a flash of a fair purple-skinned female with long hair that shoots in and shoots out.
The soul transfer.
The what now?
Just know that you are special, one.
I'm not special. I'm warden.
At that point, you hear... and the rock goes flying out of your hand.
Well, and you go after the rock.
You see what looks like the tip of a barrel and a raven feather fall and land on top of the rock.
Okay. I'm gonna look around.
Make a perception check.
19.
You swear for just a second you see two large raven feathers, or raven wings, kind of shut. And you see a pale-skinned figure.
Hello?
What you planning on doing with that?
I was just trying to figure out what it is. It talked to me.
What was its name?
Mr. Did you say Fizzles?
Mr. Fizzy.
Mr. Fizzy, it said.
He smiles, and sheaths the six-barreled pistol. I leave this one up to you. Be smart about it, if you're gonna use it.
What the fuck? Can I pick the rock up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pick the rock up.
Okay.
Can I infer that he shot it out of my hand?
Yes.
What? Why'd you shoot it out of my hand?
Because I at least wanted to give you a warning before you fell into a cursed item. I mean, I got to look out for my champion, don't I?
I'm still not entirely sure who you are.
Just call me Alden. Well, you can call me Alden, you can call me Raven Queen, whichever one. I can sense you're a little confused. But,
if I could look confused, I would.
Let's just say y'all are some very important people.
You mean the group?
You'd be correct about that. But I'm curious now.
What are you curious about?
Let's just call it how well you programmed. Just know. Just know I'm putting my trust in you. And I'd like to see where this goes.
I'm gonna look at the rock and the look at him.
He's gone. The second you take his life off, he's gone.
At this point, does Flaff will come down the stairs?
She's in the infirmary.
Oh, right. She's not right, actually. Right,
yeah.
Right,
she's right, stayed right. with Shamper in the infirmary.
That's right.
Shamper went to the bar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Shamper did go to the bar. Shamper went to bed. That's right.
Thank you. Fuck, he said this thing's cursed. I'm gonna try to talk to the rock again.
Okay.
Sorry,
you should go see Moana 2. I've heard it's a great movie. Have you seen Red 1 yet? Great Christmas movie. You should watch it. Do you smell what I'm cooking? It's probably my new tequila. You should buy a bottle.
I refuse to watch any Christmas movie with The Rock in it.
I refuse to watch most movies with The Rock in it.
No. Where were we?
You said I was special.
Ah. You are. There is much that you will find out. And there is much you will learn.
I was also told that you're cursed. Well, this rock is a cursed item.
It's more of a possession. I am a spirit to guide, if you will.
Are you supposed to be dead?
Oh, absolutely. Many moons ago, I was flesh and bone, but I was sealed away.
Why?
Well, at the time, the wizards of my age were not prepared for my level of arcane knowledge. So I was sealed away upon mentioning the use of necromancy and the rebirthing techniques.
Romancy?
Yes, you are familiar. Oh, but back then it was much different. Necromancy did not mean healing, it meant true control of dark energy.
What do you mean, dark energy?
Well, there is a pull and pull, a push and pull of life and death, no? What you serve.
I protect the sanctity of death.
It is fickle. But I come from the side of death that is steeped in the abyss.
I'm not great at history. Can I roll a history check?
Yeah, go ahead.
To see if I know of any necromancer like that?
Mm-hmm.
An 18.
even with an 18, it is such lost knowledge that even with being asleep for as long as you were, it predates you by almost a century.
Damn, I'm over 500 years old.
Correct.
No need to stress now, Warden. But be an inspiring part of this group. As I said, you are special. And I will be in touch.
And with that, I need you to make another wisdom saving throw.
That one. Apparently, every time I hit the space bar to talk, it rolls whatever my mouse is hovering over.
It's not just me.
Okay, I need you to roll a D100 for me.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting, but I need you to add this as a flaw on your character sheet. As you see the rock just burst into a teethy, sharp-fanged smile and then fade away.
This is going to be interesting.
Okay. And with that, it is silence, and you all can long rest if you would like.
Yo.
Since that has not been a thing since y'all left Mordekaiser.
Ivan has been so drained for so long.
Flapple locks the door in the room that he's in and just goes to sleep in there.
Okay.
Oh my god, I have spell slots again.
All right. So, Warden, to start your morning, the captain says that it is all right for you. Essentially, thank you for your help. We are, Warden, you're going to be basically like the captain comes up to you and says, thank you for your help. If you'd like to go to your rest of your party, you're more than welcome to. And we will pick back up now as everyone waking up or arriving at the tavern. So, Ivan, Sugarshack, Kazad, Flaffle, Warden. What would you like to do?
Ivan. And if you said that Flaffle is the first one down into the bar area this morning.
Okay.
I don't think I left the couch.
Yeah,
he never left.
I just kind of look over at him. Go.
Oh, wake up. My head hurts. Really bad. Where am I?
Grapple's duck in a bar. Look at the bartender. What is the name of your establishment?
It's the Shattered Spire.
Welcome to the Shattered Spire.
That's how my brain feels right now.
Sir Barkeep. Oh, Lord of this fine establishment. anyone happen to have like a very large like piece of parchment, zirkwood scrap, something that I could use?
I don't, but there was something that happened overnight while I was sleeping.
Okay.
Kind of over.
Just walk out the front door, you'll see it.
I'm afraid to step outside right now because it would seem as though my colorful demeanor is of notice here.
Kazad gets up and walks to the door and like cracks it open and just peeks outside.
You peek outside. Warden is also walking towards the door.
You peek outside and there is a fucking gigantic building in the dark lake now.
He just
with a neon sign
door
that says Little Shop of Wonders.
He just very slowly closes the door.
Warden stops blinks the door for a minute, closing.
Opens it back up again and looks just to make sure he's actually seeing what he's seeing.
You see the neon sign just kind of
this number kind of snaps his fingers in front of his face.
What are you looking at, you two? You seem confused.
Building.
There's
building is in the lake.
Oh, well, is it because of big tentacle monkey?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe it is. I think it's...
A guiding bolt just kind of fizzles out in his hand. All right.
There.
That's disappointing. Okay, well, are we going to check it out, or are we going to go do something else?
Well, first things first, guys, yeah. I think I owe you all a very deep apology.
What'd you
about
do?
My actions earlier yesterday. Albeit, I did not murder people, as some of you did, but
look,
you know.
Honestly,
I'm not judging. I'm not judging.
Merlet killed him.
All right, corrupt guards are corrupt guards. Things happen. Okay, lying. It's fine, guys. I just think that right now, you need to let bygones be bygones.
I didn't kill anybody.
And that's good. You're a good person,
Ivan. I was going to kill somebody.
But you didn't, Ivan. And that's what sets you aside from animals.
But you did try to sell out Shook a Shack.
I did, and I do apologize. Especially to you, Sugar Shack. You didn't deserve that. No, just took advantage of you in that moment of time because, honestly, I was hoping to get away from all of you for a moment to get some information. But I was able to get that. And now that I've gotten it, there. I'm very sorry.
Several insight?
Yeah, go ahead. You can counter with whatever you are trying to.
Oh, it's deception.
Yeah. I didn't just want to outright say it. But yeah.
I will hide it from my players. I will hide it from my party.
Yeah, I'm inciting this too.
Let it know. My hands are up.
Yep.
I rolled once.
It's an 8.
Your background
come
is
on.
Eating.
Yeah, you gotta take the background off.
Nice.
Then a 20.
My fucking mom, Santa Claus.
Jesus Christ. Yep. Okay, nat 20. Okay. Seems genuine, guys. What? He actually seems like he's sorry for once. Jesus Christ.
Okay, but what does he actually want?
Yeah.
Oh no, you can see the mess in the background. Quickly change.
I mean, you can see all of my house. From one corner to the other.
Yeah, but you have a house for all your junk. I have a storage unit in a room. It's like a bomb went off in here.
That's all in the past, friend. Quite all right. And I had pat him on the shoulder. Leave a little bit of a muddy smudge. Whatever he's wearing.
Oh.
Thank you.
Anybody else want breakfast?
Later. It's kind of hard to tell if the muddy smudge is there given like the disarray that his his studded leather robe is in.
I do know you fellas require food.
So, hey, grits?
No.
I haven't. That sounds magical.
I need to deal with
it. That ass, some cheese grits sound really, really fucking good.
I fucking hate you. Beautiful. Why?
Let's have ourselves a little business.
Go ahead, Ivan.
Ivan kind of just stumbles over to the bar. I need to get rid of this headache. Bartender, do you have, like, fermented, what are they called? Fermented, shrooms, I think.
Warden walks up behind him and drops 5 points of lay on hands into him to get rid of his hangover.
I'd still like those shrooms, please.
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
And just kind of hand them to her.
And what would your specialty be, miss?
Trognir.
One more time?
Trognir.
Trognir.
Yeah, just call me Trognir.
Elegant name. What an elegant name. Trognir, what would your special be as far as food?
Mushrooms.
Wonderful. Could I get an order of your finest mushroom?
Sure, if you really want to.
Absolutely, I would. Also, what is the strongest alcohol you have available?
It's like 20 gold.
For a bottle?
For a bottle.
It's like 8 in the morning.
I'm not drinking, silly.
You get a confused look from the bartender.
Ugh.
I feel as though we should.
I have 25. I'd gladly hand over 20 gold.
Does anybody stop him from doing this? Or?
Honestly, at this point, no.
This is to celebrate our victory later.
Concern and curiosity.
Because we have much to discuss, and we are going to do great things here, guys. I feel that we've come together as a bit of a team, and we should use this power. To save these people here.
Flapple, what do you want?
Simple. I want to help the people of Gracklestug. And first things first, we need to get rid of this cult that got rid of a dragon. And then we gotta go check in on a king.
I'm of the opinion we take care of a king first. Get the people rallying to then have an army to, you know, out this cult.
You know, Shook a Shack, that's not a bad idea either.
But is anybody curious about the giant building that appeared in the middle of the Dark Lake?
It's not in the dark.
We'll deal with that soon. Things like that happen all the time down here. So, I once heard of a tower that you can make appear. By throwing a small tower on the ground and saying a magic word. Towers appear all the time, silly. Anywho, Shook a Shack, I love that idea. However, I feel that if we were to go that route, that the Keepers of the Flame, Froggy Deer.
There.
What are you dissuaded by this conversation at all? Do you feel any strong emotional feels at this time?
You just paid me 20 gold. I don't care what you think.
Beautiful. All right. So as I was saying, if we were to, you know, deal with the king matter first, it may give out a bit of news to the cultist here, and they may get a little more protective of certain things. Because Shook a Shack, you know this city. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. The Wyrm tunnels underneath the city. You're aware, yes?
You could say that.
Wonderful. So it's my understanding that these tunnels are filled with all sorts of nastiness in the form of these cultists.
Maybe.
So... how about this? We need to do a little bit of a detour before we deal with the king. But I'm all for dealing with the king as soon as possible. But first things first, I think there's two entrances to a certain set of tunnels that we need to seal off. so that we can deal with something in due time.
And it's just a succubus.
What?
What?
What about
Oh, yeah, the king.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You guys left the bedroom.
Together. So, he's unable to roll because he's too busy getting nookie from a succubus in the bedroom.
Sex sells, my friend.
Interesting. What do you know about Thunder Chow? Do you have any recollection of where he might have gone? What happened? When did he disappear?
Let me look at my notes. Okay. Thaumaturgy on his arm. Not this one. To the other arm. Not that one. Just up the shirt a little bit.
I hate this camera angle beyond everything in my being.
About 2 weeks ago, I believe.
2 weeks back. And the Keepers of the Flame, were they already in power before this, or did they like rise to power afterwards?
I'm gonna turn you on his leg.
I could spell
all of your notes written down on your person?
Yeah, that way I could never lose them.
That's a genius idea, friend. You are a very interesting person.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Now.
So, yeah, I mean, take care of the succubus. I'm sure we could get the king and he can rally the people. Mm-hmm. It can be a distraction. Mm-hmm. And in the war, we go behind him and we grab the dragon.
You know where he's at?
I'm sure we could find him pretty easily. Oh, we can have a kobold.
You have a, like, you talking about me or you got a different kobold? Oh, okay. You do have me. Now, but that does bring back up the point of the sealing off the tunnels in the meanwhile to make sure that, you know, no movement happens on that end until we're ready for it to happen.
All right. I'm just here for my cousin.
So here's what, you're going to be instrumental in saving your own city, Shaka Shack. They're going to have a statue of you by the end of this. If they don't already.
So, out of character, I didn't mean to say, I meant to say prestidigitation. I'm a bad D&D. I'm sorry for that.
You're just screaming as loud as you can at your leg, blowing the dust off that way.
All right, and I'm going to hide them again. Prestidigitation. Put them up back.
So, can you help smuggle me, especially me, because I'm a rare thing indeed in this city right now. Very well wanted by many, and I don't like that. Would you be able to smuggle me to two separate cleft districts to plant some things at the entrances to their tunnels?
Special for DM.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be up to you completely. It's not how this works. I'm a charlatan. Can I use my false identity to help him create a fake one?
Yeah, if you want.
Himself.
I think the charlatan gives you proficiency in forgery tools, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can craft fake documents, personal letters for him.
Yep. I think it's
good thing, buddy.
Depending on it.
Just gonna need a lot of paint.
Well, we could go check out the crazy, mysterious tower that just appeared.
I'm also broke. They give me some paper, a pen, the paint, and possibly a robe. I can hook you up.
Well, I too am now broke because I just bought a $20 bottle of alcohol. And all of my goods, I just handed over for sale to an associate. So he looks at the rest of the party. So
I'm broke too. I have 7 silver. Thanks, Shook a Shack.
What is who money? Had all your money?
I'm bad with money.
Aren't you supposed to be like drow royalty or something?
Who?
You?
Him? Me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but I'm very hated by my family. I'm like,
well, not me.
I'm like, well, no, not you.
I was very hated by my family too, but I took care of that.
So, okay, so you know that the family pet off to the side, like that hamster, that's kind of just like once the kid's done with, like grown out of it, they're kind of forgotten, and is kind of surprised that it's still alive.
We had a pet dwarf once, and it was a great time to talk with him until the dragon ate him.
You see, I'm not even a talking hamster. So,
okay,
what's a hamster?
Little demon creature, half cockroach, half like it's like a little tiny Umber Hulk.
Oh,
yeah, just entirely useless though. Interesting. Like my family sees me.
Huh. So Kazad, hi, you're royalty, right? You must be flush with cash.
Azad just kind of arches an eyebrow and looks at Flapple. He goes, I tried to assassinate a matriarch. I have no standing with my house anymore.
But you like stole something on the way out the door, right? You didn't just like submit yourself to punishment.
We did get put in prison, so even if you did, I think you'd be reclaimed.
Yeah, but you did something before that, right? To make sure you had a contingency plan. You didn't just like roll over and. Oh no.
He just stares at Flapple and goes, honestly, the fact that I'm not dead right now is nothing short of miraculous in and of itself.
You male drow just.
Well, okay, Flapple. To be fair, I did have a contingency plan, unlike this person who doesn't seem to point that because I doesn't seem to understand the concept of preparing for things. But like I when I killed my father and I realized that I was very, very done with being used as a revival stone and a tool for killing when they wanted it, and
didn't you sentence 2 people to death in prison?
I did. Look, I'm trying to do better, all right?
Hey, doesn't mean nothing by it, all right? He just had to do what he had to do to survive to the next day.
Exactly.
Ivan stares at Sugar Shack and just internally a tear wells up, like...
Now, come on, let's all go back to my house. I got just what you
need. You can tell Flapple's got this agitation about him, and he like goes to say something and goes, I understand.
I had money. It's just the people who turned me in took it.
Kashak grabs Flaffle's hand.
Hello?
Yeah, come on. We're going to go to my house. I'm going to get you all
am I going to be okay, like, out here?
I cover him with my mud cloak.
Oh, it's a little sticky.
To be fair, I don't...
Smells a lot like home.
The guards know you're with us.
Oh, it's okay. My house isn't that far.
Yeah, but how many guards are with the guards that we worked with, and how many are not with the guards that we worked with? This city's on its head right now.
It'll take 2 seconds. Nobody
to be paranoid than to be caught.
They wear symbol. Check
to your home.
Ivan's walking behind.
So they wear a symbol.
Ivan's walking behind Shook a Shack and a falafel and sees a mushroom on it and just goes, yeah, I need another one of these. Takes it off the mushroom.
Outside the bar. Just make a left.
Falafel quickly turns and scrambles back into the bar. My mushrooms, please.
Here you go.
Thank you. And Falafel just goes walking down the street with Shook a Shack popping them.
Okay, we don't go very far. So.
Yeah, do the rest of y'all follow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kazad's gonna just kind of let out a long suffering sigh, and he's just gonna kind of get up and follow.
You want a mushroom, Kazad?
Warden's just kind of lumbering behind them.
How about you, Mr. Sugar Shack? Mushroom? Little...
She keeps pulling the rock out and looking at it.
Sugar Shack tries to shush him. Quiet now, we don't want them to know where my house is. All We just walk around behind the bar.
I'll take a
there's
mushroom.
Like this big trash can that they have where they put everything, and I just sort of slide it to the side. I have a little hole cut out in the wall, so it's like a little cavity. And I pull out some dirty robes and some documents.
Flapple does kind of stop at the side of this for a second and just kind of goes,
Welcome to La Casa de Jack.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It reminds me of
home. Very hard on this one. For years, applying at the,
right.
at the stone with
inside we go. I put the rest of the mushrooms in Ivan's hands and scramble inside.
And just starts eating them.
While they go inside, do y'all follow or do y'all stay outside?
Oh, I go inside. This is my family's home. I'm gonna go inside.
Warden looks at this little hole and she's like, "I will not fit. I will."
One of these days, I'm gonna learn.
Warden's just like the Iron Giant standing outside. Just you go, I stay.
I stay.
Actually, I'm probably gonna stay outside and stand guard too, because.
Okay.
Both paladins outside.
Because I was just sitting there going, what the fuck has my day turned into?
Yeah,
actually, if y'all want to, as they're going inside, since we've kind of focused a lot on Flapple and Choshak, you guys that are staying outside, is there anything y'all want to talk about, discuss, have any, like, kind of RP?
I mean, because I'm just going to kind of be quiet for the start. It's been a rough few days, and he's just so done already with everything that's going on, and he keeps looking at the building that just kind of appeared in the middle of the lake, like really curious about it, but at the same time he's just like, I just want to get out of here.
You swear, as you're looking at this thing, that parts of it are shifting and moving.
That's not unsettling.
Warden will look at Khazad, and for a moment, the red that glows on her faceplate flickers and turns blue, and her voice is different when she talks. It's a little more cultured, I'd say. And she looks at Khazad. You tried to assassinate a matriarch?
He kind of blinks and shakes his head and looks at her, kind of surprised that her voice is different now, and he goes,
it's not as metallic or robotic either.
It wasn't exactly he just kind of like rubs the back of his neck like he's not comfortable talking about this at all. And he's like, I was trying to leave Menzo Branson to meet someone. And my betrothed did not take kindly to it and tried to attack me. Her grandmother came in the room. I used that as an opportunity to try to flee, and basically grabbed the matriarch of House Bainray and threw her at her granddaughter, who accidentally stabbed her. But it counts, technically, I guess.
I don't see how that counts as you trying to assassinate her, but...
Technically, I put my hands on a matriarch and put her in a position where she was nearly killed.
You get the sense that if Warden had eyes to roll, she would be rolling her eyes as she speaks again. Drow men have been treated horribly in our society for many centuries.
he's gonna, it's like the record scratch moment where he like shakes his head again and he goes, wait, he kind of tenses up and he goes, you're a drow.
And then the blue flickers and goes back to red. And she cocks her head. No, I am Warden. And she's back to that kind of, go for it.
All right, let's see here. Come on. Don't fuck with me, dice. Natural fucking 20.
For what?
Insight
check.
Okay. If you'd like to describe it, go ahead.
You get the sense that that brief moment you were not talking to Warden. She's not being dishonest when she says, no, I am Warden. But you get the sense that you were not talking to Warden.
Can I roll like an Arcana or maybe a religion to see if I kind of understand what's actually happening here?
You can try, yeah.
All right. So he's gonna kind of close his eyes for a minute and he's gonna think back to his time training as a paladin to see if there's anything about this that he maybe heard of or makes sense, and he's gonna like grip the hilt of Duskbringer and I'm gonna roll a religion check.
Okay.
That's a 7, so.
Okay. Unfortunately, that was more on the like pure religion side of it that would have been introduced to you further into your training. However, I will say that as soon as you guys are trying to figure this out and talking, you do hear another large rumble come from over near the Shattered Spire. It just sounds like something collapsed.
I'm gonna give kind of one last confused look at Warden, and I'm gonna like go and poke my head around the corner and see if I can see what that noise was.
Yeah.
Warden is just like head still cocked, watching you. You get a sense of confusion from her.
It's odd, you look back at her for a split second, and instead of where her face is, you see a very distorted creature smiling at you. That looks an awful lot. Let's see. It looks a lot like this. But that is her face for a split second.
Oh, shit.
Off the record, like, edit this out, but it might be worth sending that to Puddin as well so we could edit it into the video for the viewers.
Yeah. It's just not, I just found it online, though, so it's not, like, a safe-to-use one, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
That works.
But we will now, as you guys are kind of watching this, we are now going to shift over to Shookshack, Flaffle, and Ivan. So, the three of you guys are going into this hole, and Shookshack, if you'd like to describe what you see, go ahead.
So you make it out, and it's pretty much like a little bit of a crawl. You make it to like this hole where you see light coming from, and it opens up into this much bigger like room. What you see is a bunch of like rocks piled up in one direction. see part of a wall to like the right of you has been like waxed and it's very smooth. And you see just like a bunch of markings with lines connecting to all different dots. Yes, sir. And you see names of major players in all of the city.
Fluffle immediately pulls out a scrap of paper and starts copying down this board.
So you see the leader of the... Yeah, you see pretty much like a map of the city. You see the south of the Luttergirl Furrow is controlled by the Keepers of the Flame. See the Worldstone Tunnels. You know, that's used by the Darrow. See a pretty neat outline of it. Not all of it. It's almost impossible to fully map.
Ivan, darling.
Flapple, darling.
Could you do me the sweetest of favors?
Depending on what it is.
Could you step outside and see if Kazad, by chance, has a replacement quill? Mine seems to have broken.
I doubt he does. He doesn't seem like the right...
Maybe Warden. We don't really know what Warden has on her. Could you just go check for me?
I might. I do writing things. I actually do. That as he looks through his bag. I do have one. Here you go.
Swell.
Yep.
Flaffle immediately breaks that quill. Ah, damn it. Could you go check and see if they have another one?
Well, yeah, see here, hold on real quick. You can actually just use the part that's broken.
Ivan, could you step outside for a moment? Just for a moment.
No.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
No.
Let's go get you all fixed up.
Shampra
exactly. I am very embarrassed of my form, and I don't want people to see it.
I feel that.
Ivan, you swear in the corner you see a little ethereal lizard just kind of crossed arms, tapping his foot.
See, Shampra had told me that I should really keep a really good eye on you. And
but Shaka Shack's here. Shaka Shack will make sure I don't do it up to anything. I don't can want...
One way in and one way out.
Oh, yeah, you think that. He'll find a way.
I fear if you were to see my cobalt form underneath all these robes, you may look at me differently, and it affects me.
Would it help if I disrobed?
No. Not at all. It might make things worse.
I mean, if we're all disrobed, then there's no shame in anything, right?
We are family.
Exactly. Exactly. Is it just one big room in here?
Yes. Like, just a massive, like,
It's an open concept.
Yeah. It's open concept. There's, like, a couple of lamps over there. It's just, like, made of a bouquet of mushrooms.
At this point, I go, okay, well, if you insist, you can stay. I look over at Shuka Shack at this point and say, hello, do you speak Draconic in Draconic? Wonderful in Draconic. Do you have ideas, Mr. Shuka Shack, about overthrowing certain things here, fixing certain things here from this board right here? Because if that's the case, we have a lot to discuss. All in Draconic.
Evan, do you speak Draconic?
No.
Okay. You just hear...
He's a wise guy. He's not smart, but he's wise.
What you hear is, I'm about to blow my cover. I've been here a very long time, and being surrounded by rock can do some crazy things. Yes, I just want to get down to where exactly they're keeping that dragon. I don't think it's very right.
I am willing to help you 100%.
I know.
We need to overthrow the Keeper of the Flame, and we need to do our best to make sure that this place, when we leave here, that we leave you with a united city.
Are y'all gonna get undressed, or are we just talking in weird tongues?
Oh, just one moment, sweetheart. Don't you worry.
I'm actually, you made me a little bit interested on seeing what the heck a kobold body looks like.
I just dropped the rope. There you go. It's nothing special. Calm down. So, like I was saying,
I didn't realize it was so small.
Yeah, just try not to blow my cover.
I would never. I have my own secrets that I would not want. I don't want these guys knowing just where I'm willing to go with things. So I think that we could have a very mutual little partnership here. And I'm not telling a soul.
I can speak in weird languages too. Start speaking.
Sounds to me like you just want all my information and I'll give nothing in return.
I will give you plenty in return.
Just all right, whatever.
Name your price.
Put on this cloak.
Okay.
Just bundling them up. Grab some dirt and clay he mixed together. Give him sort of this grayish appearance. Slathers it on him. And I'm going to be trying to disguise him as a deep.
As a what?
Deep gnome, I guess would be the best thing.
All right. Give me a performance check. Leave that.
Guidance.
I was about to say, as I do that, like in character mode, listen, you might give me a hand.
Yeah, I can help you. We're gonna have to do something about that snout real quick, though.
Oh, we can just wrap it up slowly, in the images.
Slowly but surely, Ivan's gonna get a fucking southern accent. He's gonna get too deep. No.
Turns out I was the Raven Queen the whole time.
Don't you know?
No.
Yucks.
No.
Is it bad?
12.
Okay, I mean, it's acceptable. It's not like the best work you've ever done, but it's, I mean, Ivan definitely helped.
Do you have a mirror in here?
Kinda has a knack for this kind of stuff.
He honestly should have done something more with the snout. I feel like the snout is still too recognizable, but, you know.
Worry not, Ivan. It is not up to the artist, but it is up to his art to perform.
I'm pretty sure if we hit it hard enough, the frying pan will go flat.
Ivan?
I can heal
yourself.
It's okay. Break the bones in the face. I can heal it.
Ivan, I gave you my mushrooms.
Honestly, I don't think those were the mushrooms you thought they were, because I'm seeing purple in several different things right now.
I think that's because you drank last night.
It could be.
What kind of holy man are you?
Oh, who said I was holy?
Your god?
I have a god.
Go off and talk to when you're alone?
I don't talk to anyone when I'm alone. I'm just alone.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Sometimes it's weird that this woman speaks to me. Actually, she gave me this and holds up the constellation star of spell storing. I don't know what it does yet. But, yeah, I don't really have a god. At least, no god has ever... I mean, well, I guess this one is kind of coming to help me a little bit too late, but I mean...
Okay, well, I'll say the disguise is done if Papa walks past you outside.
Wait, what about a frying pan?
You're going to need these papers. If anybody asks, your name is Tater.
I like it.
All right, let's go check out that weird...
While y'all are in there, Ivan, I need you to make a perception check for me.
Okay.
By the way, since we are like on the back end of this building, do we also hear the crash or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, that is so bad. Even with guidance, I doubt I'm going to roll good. I need to change these fucking dice. That is going to be an 11. God,
okay.
I wish I had dice. That. What?
It's not a like high DC or anything. There's as you're kind of looking around, you see a bunch of papers kind of stack up in the corner that look like a bunch of different pamphlets.
Pamphlets. Okay. I think I might need to do the planner summoning dice. I'm going to be like, kind of like looking around and look at those and go, hey, what are these things, Chickashack?
Some pamphlets, some like traveling kooks handed to me one day.
Can I look at them? I don't want to look at your stuff without permission.
You can have it. I've got 25.
Okay. Yeah.
They come around a lot.
I'm gonna look through
them. Who knows how they found my house?
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of look through it.
You look through them, and they're different pamphlets to different deities. Like, holy people would pass out. One of them being Pelor, one of them being the Raven Queen, one of them being Kord, and one of them being Sarenrae. But it's just kind of like a mixture of those four, five, math.
All right. Well, I'll take one of each.
Okay.
And just start reading.
I ignore the notes.
There's notes in these things?
Yeah, there was a couple of spelling errors in one of them. I had to make sure I went ahead and
read that. I mean, to be completely honest, I don't know how to spell, so.
Oh, no, we won't have that. No family of Shookshack's going to be illiterate.
I mean, I'm just not a very smart individual.
Waffle pops his head back in the door. You're a drow who is illiterate.
I couldn't read someone. I just can't write. Tater.
And with that, we will end
the Rick Cobalt.
We'll get you up to par, cousin. Don't worry.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.